USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Democrats took their first concrete steps in the impeachment investigation of President Donald Trump, issuing subpoenas demanding documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and scheduling legal depositions for other State Department officials. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi framed the impeachment inquiry as a somber moment for a divided nation. She said on NBC, "This is no cause for joy." Even Republicans are stepping forward, saying they think it's time to get something done. Republican Governor of Massachusetts Charlie Baker had this to say.
Based on the stuff that I've read, it's a deeply disturbing situation and circumstance, and I think the proper role and responsibility for Congress at this point is to investigate it and get to the bottom of it.
The White House acknowledged that a record of the Trump phone call is now at the center of the impeachment inquiry and has been sealed away in a highly classified system at the direction of Trump's National Security Council lawyers. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, "How in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old?" I said, "Balance of Nature." If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A U.S. judge blocked a new Trump administration rule that would enable the government to keep immigrant children in detention facilities with their parents indefinitely. U.S. District Court Judge Dolly G. in Los Angeles said the rules conflict with a 1997 settlement agreement that requires the government to release immigrant children caught on the border as quickly as possible to relatives in the U.S. and say they can only be held in facilities licensed by a state. She said the Flores Agreement will remain in place and govern the conditions for all immigrant children in U.S. custody, including those with their parents. Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg said she doesn't understand why grown-ups and world leaders would mock children and teens for acting on science, responding to attacks on her campaign as students conducted a second wave of global protests demanding action on climate change. When asked about U.S. President Donald Trump and others who have mocked her, the 16-year-old activists say they likely feel their worldview and interests are being threatened by climate activism. Listen online anytime at usaradionews.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's a presidential election in Afghanistan this weekend, but many would-be voters might skip them out of fear. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The Taliban relentlessly issuing threats against Saturday's vote. Leading up to the balloting, the terrorist group has sent suicide bombers to rallies and election offices, killing dozens and warning they'll kill more. Afghan officials say security preparations at nearly 5,000 polling places have been elaborate and more than 8 months in the making, but Taliban leaders are warning Afghans to boycott the elections. And despite the government's best efforts, 431 polling centers will not be able to open because the Interior Minister says they were just too difficult to secure. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Dallas police officer broke her silence about the night she killed a young accountant who lived in the apartment right above hers, telling jurors she has to live with that guilt every day and that she wished the roles were reversed. Amber Geiger tearfully told the packed courtroom at her murder trial that she was sorry for killing the 26-year-old Botham Jean last September, explaining she mistook his fourth-floor apartment for her own. Geiger, aged 31, repeatedly apologized for killing Jean as she spoke publicly about the events of that night in the courtroom. She said, "I hate that I have to live with this every single day of my life, and I ask God for forgiveness." She looked across the courtroom at Jean's family and said she wished he was the one with the gun and had killed her instead. She also said she never wanted to take an innocent person's life. This is not about hate, it's about being scared. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.